The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about the intro here, folks. Mikey and I have been going round and round here about board settings and blowing my ears out, so I started to program about 3 feet back from the microphone. At any rate, this is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stadtmiller, with you on this 30th day of January 2020. By the way, I just literally, as my intro music is playing, I get this text. And this is just a text that goes out to a load of people. But it was personalized with my first name, so I took it personally. It said, John, this is Brad Parscale, President Trump's campaign manager. Dems are out to destroy our president by weaponizing impeachment. I want your voice heard in November, but Texas Secretary of State records say you're not registered to vote. Can we send you a registration form to my street? And they actually have my street. Reply, yes, wrong street, stop. Well, I didn't take any of those. I replied in my own way. I just simply texted back, you're not going to get me in the benefit status by getting me to declare myself a U.S. citizen. Thanks, but no thanks. You know, lining up for benefit. That's what the status, U.S. taxpayer, U.S. voter, U.S., U.S., U.S. I don't know. Did somebody pull a quickie when I wasn't looking, Mike? Did we do away with border state sovereignty? Somebody's got to tell me if that's what we did. But at any rate, I just found that rather interesting that they're checking voting records and evidently cross-matching them in their databases, and they know I'm not a registered voter. Wow. How smart is Donald Trump and his team? Oh, boy. Before I get into that, because this is going to be, you know me, folks, I'm a devil for detail. I don't like to give, you know, 5-10 second blurps, and I go into a lot of detail. And what I'm going to do here in a little bit is on the spiritual side of things, the Christian side of things, from two different perspectives. And I've had my kind of go-arounds with this gentleman, but I respect him. He is a pastor, and I will read his information sent to me in its entirety. But also, another listener to the network, and thank you for this, Tom. Jerusalem, America's Self-Inflicted Wound. And this is from the Catholic Family News Series. So we got a perspective here on Catholic and one Christian pastor, different, supposedly on the same side, but, you know, different perspectives. I'd heard this, that people are afraid of a one-world religion. And I'm thinking about this, and I'm thinking, wow, you know, could anybody agree on God and what he said and where he said it and how he said it and what it meant? And I don't know. It just seems to me that if God and then the Son of God comes down here, that once that is part of us, the fabric of mankind and from whence we came, that would seem to stop all argument, but it doesn't, and it continues. So, first up, and I'm going to get, if my friend is listening over in jolly old England, Mr. P.J. Barton, I want to bring him on with the Brexit thing. And today's program, before I jump into this issue, I mean, there's other stuff we can be talking about here, but everybody seems to be ignoring the Middle East deal, except one group of people, Palestinians, and certainly the Israelis. But other than that, all opposing voices to what's going on in the Middle East from anywhere else in the world is filtered through our media and blocked. You know, and they're trying desperately. They've called us haters. They've called us names. They've tried deplatforming. And we just keep chugging along. And, well, now they're going to start setting up stuff on the internet police that it doesn't matter what platform you're on. If you go to websites or you have one of your own, well, we're just not going to tolerate you and we're going to deplatform you. So they're getting more serious in their attempt to censor those that are trying to have a peaceful, and let me underscore peaceful. You know when peaceful ways stop is when peaceful ways no longer work. So we have been talking, and they've not been listening. They've listened enough that they just want to shut us up. And folks, if that does not leave, and I don't care what your education level is, I don't care what information you carry about what subject or overall or your view of the world or whatever, when it comes to the point, and this is kind of set up in an operational kind of theater, it's us against them, it's the truth tellers against the liars. Well, actually, the truth eliminators, we just don't print it. We don't have to deny it. We don't have to talk about it if we pretend it isn't there. Right? Okay. Well, they're taking more and more steps to totally censor you and I and anybody that holds and has a regard for freedom and liberty. And along with those freedom and liberty kind of things, you know, it comes with some very important things like the right to have a redress of grievance. This is what the people down in Virginia did last week. Armed to the teeth, walked up to the Capitol steps, no arrests, no problems. Nobody got shot. Nobody was able to send in the opposition's little willy wet teams and cause havoc. And those people were there to a redress of their state government. And they got their answer this past week by 9 more gun control laws sitting in the Virginia House that they plan on passing. So I say, and I underscore peace here, because I, for one, have seen enough pain and suffering and death. I've witnessed it, I've heard, and I've lived it my entire life. And quite frankly, I don't even have an apt description to describe how I feel of getting this, God, year after year, decade after decade. I mean, it might have the tendency to to dull the edge of the most sharpened spiritual person out there. And it's hard to convince people when they can barely see the light that don't worry, the day's going to get brighter. Things will get better. While they're busy stumbling around and going and complaining that when I'm in the dark, we know. A lot of us have been kept in the dark about a lot of things. And the patriot movement in this country, the militias, the patriotic, God-fearing mom-pop, apple pie and Chevrolet people, you know, just ordinary run-of-the-mill people here in the United States, just the ordinary Joe. The only thing that we want is law and the adherence to law. That's all that we want. We the people that give you the power. See, we keep electing you, and you keep taking these oaths, and you keep taking those chairs in the state legislatures, at the federal end, and you swear you're going to uphold and defend the Constitution. And the only real discussion about the Constitution has been coming out of the Democrats' mouths. And how lowly is that to resort to talking about the Constitution when you're a bunch of... Watch your language, John. You're a bunch of damn communists. Well, that's how I know they're desperate. And that's how I know that this is a battle. This is literally a revolution in this country to change the political structure and landscape forever. And not that those supposed constitutional kind of, you know, I'm a conservative kind of guy. Conservative. Not that we can trust Republicans and their claim to be conservative. Because the only kind of conservatism I want to be is strict adherence to the Constitution. That's all that we ever wanted. That's all that we have ever wanted. And we have been painted as being anarchist, being violent militias, people that want to just topple the federal government. No, it is the federal government itself that toppled our own government. I'm sorry, I didn't do it. I didn't vote for somebody, get in there, I don't like that amendment. And when you get into office, you know, you just ignore that and pass any damn law. I didn't vote for anybody like that. And folks, as I started out the program today, I'm not even a registered voter. Because I am not going to register. It's kind of like the Palestinian-Israeli deal here. You know, hey, here's $50 billion. All you got to do is recognize the state of Israel. Well, they want me to register to vote to go vote for Donald Trump and to receive benefit. But you know what that does? That puts me squarely in the category that I'm a U.S. citizen. I happen to live in the United States of America, but I happen to live in the Republic of Texas. Excuse me. There is a difference, a major difference. Some of the other things that we have wanted? Well, simply an honest money supply. I've lived my entire life under these money masters, these wizards of finance and economics. 90%, ladies and gentlemen, of all the money in circulation right now is a fiction. That is all that it is. There's about 10% out there in the market right now, I guess you could call real wealth, something substantial. The other 90% has been created out of thin air. Wow. Why didn't they give me instruction like that in school? Here, kid, here's how you can go be a ripoff artist and you can do it legally. Notice I didn't say lawfully, but you can legally do it. We don't want much, but what we do want is going to wrest the power from the globalists, the real deep state, the people that need to see this country put asunder, destroyed, leveled. This is stringing out too long for the globalist folks. Brexit? I'm going to play Nigel Farage's piece here. It's spectacular at the European Union Parliament. He said his goodbyes, and so did his contingency that was with him and waving little British flags. And then the person that was chairing this, they didn't give a name, it's a female, and she was quite indignant about it. You cannot bring your flags into this body. Why? Because flags represent a symbol of a country. It used to represent their sovereignty. It used to represent their individuality and what separated them from everybody else on this planet. Whereas the globalists, well, they just wanted international law. You know, this janky old stuff with your sovereignty and all your rules and your regulations inside your own border. You know, it's a new world. It's a new day. You got to do away with all of that. Spain, Portugal, Italy, they're still being arm twisted. They would like very much to get out of the European Union. Because at one time, folks, it wasn't the European Union. It was the Commonwealth over there. And there weren't all these little tricky traps and best laid plans of enslavers. It was about trade, and that was it. This European Union was about total control. And let us not forget that there were supposed to be two separate systems. There was going to be a European Union, then there was going to be North American whatever. Give it a name. The Canada and the U.S. and Central and South America and other countries were going to join the other half of this global thing. And then eventually it was to be melded together. You know, because after all, we're going to demonstrate how hard it is to deal with two different entities, and we just need a common currency, and we just need common this and common that, and we're all going to live together and sing kumbaya, and we're all going to be happy. Yeah. No. Here is Nigel Farage, and it was beautiful.
I know you want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye, and we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
They if cut you that disobey out. The rules, you get cut off. Could we please remove the flags?
So this is it, the final chapter, the end of the road. A 47-year political experiment that the British, frankly, have never been very happy with. My mother and father signed up to a common market, not to a political union, not to flags, anthems, presidents, and now you even want your own army. For me, it's been 27 years of campaigning and over 20 years here in this parliament. I'm not particularly happy with the agreement we're being asked to vote on tonight, but Boris has been remarkably bold in the last few months. And Ms. von der Leyen, he's made it clear, he's promised us there'll be no level playing field. And on that basis, I wish him every success in the next round of negotiations. I really do. But the most significant point is this. What happens at 11 p.m. this Friday, the 31st of January, 2020, marks the point of no return. Once we've left, we are never coming back, and the rest, frankly, is detail. We're going, we will be gone. And that should be the summit of my own political ambitions. I walked in here, as I've said before, you all thought it was terribly funny. You stopped laughing in 2016. But my view has changed of Europe since I joined. In 2005, I saw the constitution that had been drafted by Giscard and others. I saw it rejected by the French in a referendum. I saw it rejected by the Dutch in a referendum. And I saw you in these institutions ignore them, bring it back as the Lisbon Treaty, and boast you could ram it through without there being referendums. Well, the Irish did have a vote and did say no and were forced to vote again. You're very good at making people vote again. But what we've proved is the British are too big to bully, thank goodness. So I became an outright opponent of the entire European project. I want Brexit to start a debate across the rest of Europe. What do we want from Europe? If we want trade, friendship, cooperation, reciprocity, we don't need a European Commission. We don't need a European Court. We don't need these institutions and all of this power. And I can promise you, both in UKIP and indeed in the Brexit Party, we love Europe. We just hate the European Union. It's as simple as that. So I'm hoping this begins the end of this project. It's a bad project. It isn't just undemocratic, it's anti-democratic, and it puts in that front row. It gives people power without accountability. People who cannot be held to account by the electorate. And that is an unacceptable structure. Indeed, there's an historic battle going on now across the West, in Europe, America, and elsewhere. It is globalism against populism. And you may loathe populism, but I tell you a funny thing, it's becoming very popular. And it has great benefits. No more financial contributions, no more European Court of Justice, no more common fisheries policy, no more being talked down to, no more being bullied, no more Guy Verhofstadt. I mean, what's not to like? I know you're going to miss us. I know you want to ban our national flags, but we're going to wave you goodbye. And we'll look forward in the future to working with you as sovereign.
If you disobey the rules, you
twice
get cut
blipped
off.
Him out.
Could we please remove the flags? Mr. Farage, could we remove the flags, please?
Well, that's it. It's all over. Finished. It's gone.
Could I please ask for quiet? I'm really... Please sit down, resume your seats, put your flags away, you're leaving, and take them with you if you are leaving now.
And that's the rest of the idiots clapping for their own slavery.
Can I just say, if I may say, just in a slight reference, the word hate was used in the last contribution. And I really think, given what we listened to prior to this, that we should not hate anyone or any nation or any people.
Yeah. Isn't that fascinating? No, you use that term hate. What she's saying here that you are going to continue to be subjects. That's our view. And if you say that you hated this reinvention of the European common market into some kind of... The Brits didn't like it from the start. They tried to work with it, and it wasn't workable. And there was a massive breakaway. And you're hearing the dying voice, I believe, of the European Union. Mr. Farage also made mention of the United States. Well, that's yet to be seen. There have been some measures... stopgap measures. But this is what the globalists wanted. They either wanted us in, or if you're going to be out, we're going to bring you down to your knees. Well, we have the opportunity. By the way, I can guarantee you. Now this is news. This is news breaking. I mean, this is earth-shattering stuff in the news world. And you would think that it would get coverage in due course, and it has not. Not one, including Fox News, the beloved people that still think that Fox News represents the Constitution, Mom, Apple Pie, and Chevrolet. You better trade in your life because you're not doing such a good job judgment-wise in what you're watching. I hope you're paying attention. Nigel Farage. People liked him. People hated him. People tolerated him. But he was speaking for the majority of the British people that got stung, and they got stung badly. And now they're pulling that little stinger out, and they're saying bye-bye. Hateful? See, you can't use that term to those that wish to dominate you, that wish to control you. You cannot say that you hate them for that. In any right-thinking human being on the face of this planet should feel that revulsion. Because there's one thing that mankind has been doing, folks, in case you missed the human saga here. There's the one thing that human beings on the face of this planet have been trying to do ever since the days of clubbing the woman over the head and dragging her off to the cave here. The one thing that people wanted was self-determination and freedom and the latitude to live a life that was not given to us by the state. It was not given us life by some governmental agency, but yet they have done their level best to control every aspect of your life. The one thing that men and women throughout time have always yearned for, and especially when you start to establish forms of government for governance purposes, that you remain free. Freedom. Freedom. Wonder how many times that word has been used and people do not understand and recognize its full meaning, and more importantly, what's attached to that word and the effort that it takes to really have a true representation, to give that word meaning, to have freedom. Whew. All right, switching gears here. Now, Chuck Baldwin, as I said, from time to time I have a little problem, but by and large, I think Chuck Baldwin, he started out to be one of these Judeo-Christian pastors, and then something started to happen. He started to search out the truth, and it was revealed to him, and now it's part of him. It's part of his DNA. And he's been real harsh on Donald Trump from his standpoint, from his perspective. But like I said before, and I will always guarantee you of this, folks, if I am looking at somebody's information just for light and expedient reasons or because I may not like or agree with a certain thing that's said, a lot of people will just do on-air editing. I do not do that. This is somebody else's work, their labor, and if I'm going to delve into it, I'm going to present it 100%. I don't cut and paste, in other words. How much we got till break here? About 90 seconds. There's nothing I can do right now for 90 seconds. Waiting for that bottom of the hour break. Noah, how long can you tread water? You know where that line came from, by the way? Bill Cosby's LP, long-playing vinyl album, Why Is There Air? Yeah, I know. It was long before your time, Mikey. We know. All right. So after the break, I'm going to get into Chuck Baldwin's perspective here. And this is about Israel, the stuff that Trump's been doing. And from a couple of different perspectives, Chuck Baldwin, Christian pastor, but also a Catholic family news series, and their perspective on Jerusalem, Middle East, Israelis, and all of that. Just to give you an idea of what people are saying about this, they're not too far apart. You can pick the differences out, but by and large, there's an agreement here. Hallelujah. If you can't agree over Jesus, what can you agree over, huh? Well, the Jews don't believe in Christ. Isn't that amazing? How is that possible? So how can we have Judeo-Christendom? I don't get it. I don't understand it. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I see you, my friend, and touch your face again. But we're never gonna survive unless we get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little.
Donald Trump's so-called deal of the century unveiled this past Tuesday is actually a deal with the devil. The so-called Middle East peace plan would more accurately be called the Permanent Palestinian Enslavement Act, otherwise known as the Save Benjamin Netanyahu's Derriere Act. On the very day that Netanyahu was formally indicted on corruption charges by the Israeli Knesset, Donald Trump rolls out his deal of the century Middle East peace plan. As with Trump's assassination of General Soleimani, this is nothing but a ploy to try and save Trump's partner in crime and fellow Zionist, Benjamin Netanyahu, and to further endear himself to the much beguiled Christian Zionists within America's evangelical voting bloc. The people who live under the yoke of Israeli oppression in Palestine, however, know exactly what this is all about, and they rightly reject it. United States President Donald Trump Middle East peace plan, also known as the deal of the century, has been denounced by the Palestinians as a new Balfour Declaration. Trump revealed his plan on Tuesday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu standing by his side at the White House. In a note here, the Palestinians were conveniently left out of this negotiation, and you didn't see any Palestinian anybody at that conference. Trump led his statement by introducing the Israeli side of the plan, announcing that Jerusalem will remain the undivided capital of Israel, adding that this has already been done. He also said he hoped to implement the plan immediately. Netanyahu, speaking after Trump, thanked the U.S. president for a historic day and said the plan would see Israel law implemented in the occupied West Bank Jordan Valley as a means to ensure the security of Israel. Faki Abu Dayab, a Palestinian activist in Silwan neighborhood in East Jerusalem, told Al Jazeera, and I'm quoting him, "It is obvious that Trump is repeating history by establishing the new Balfour Declaration. He, meaning Trump, is giving away what he does not own to people who have no right to it." End of quote. I've never heard it said better or more succinctly, folks, I just might add. Following Britain's pledge to establish a national home for the Jewish people, the Balfour Declaration was issued on November 2, 1917. It turned the Zionist aim of establishing a Jewish state in Palestine into a reality. This deal only secures Israeli interests while violating international law and some of the main pillars of the Palestinian state, Jerusalem and the Jordan Valley. After decades of sacrificing our lives for this cause, we want our freedom and the Palestinian state along with the 1967 border, not some economic gains. We completely reject this plan and will continue to fight it, he added. Well, those were all the words, folks, of Dayab. The pastor continues, "The Palestinians are absolutely right. This is merely another Balfour Declaration, which was nothing more than a conspiracy orchestrated by 19th and 20th century Zionists to steal land belonging to the indigenous Arab people in a demonic attempt to overturn God's divine judgment on the city of Jerusalem and the Jewish temple in 70 AD. A judgment that had been prophesied by Old Testament prophets, John the Baptist, the Lord Jesus Christ, and his apostles. In actuality, Zionism is nothing more than a 2,000-year blood feud with God for destroying their holy city and their holy temple. Trump's two-state solution for the Palestinians is analogous to the way Nazi Germany forced Jews into the Warsaw ghettos. Be good little slaves and accept our total domination over you, eat your bread and water, and live in squalid conditions, and maybe we won't kill you. That is Trump's two-state solution, his deal of the century." Palestinians shouted back, "Jerusalem is not for sale." Trump released a conceptual map of his two-state solution on Twitter after his speech, showing a much-reduced West Bank honeycombed with Israeli settlements. While these ethnically segregated outposts are illegal under international law, the peace plan recognizes them as being permanent. Though imposes a 4-year freeze on construction of further settlements, a tunnel connects the West Bank and Gaza, and two chunks of the desert land in Israel's southwest are added to Palestine, connected by a tiny strip of land to Gaza. The deal situates the proposed capital of the Palestinian state in East Jerusalem outside an existing security barrier that divides Arab neighborhoods from the rest of Jerusalem, but does not include the old city currently home to many of the city's Palestinian residents. While Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was standing beside Trump as he detailed the proposed plan, no Palestinian representative was present at the speech. Abbas, Palestinian Authority, preemptively scorned the deal, having cut off communications with Washington since the U.S. moved its embassy to Jerusalem, an outcome Trump appears to have expected, telling reporters the day before unveiling the deal that the Palestinians probably won't want it initially. However, he hinted economic pressure would eventually bring them around. Like most unprincipled money-hungry Americans, including prosperity gospel fakers like Paula White and Kenneth Copeland, Donald Trump suffers from a delusion. And the pastor here has in parentheses moral sickness. That everyone is like him and will sell their soul for a buck. Trump and his ilk have absolutely no idea how to relate to people who possess real convictions and principles and cannot be fought or bullied. You know, people like the early church fathers and America's founding fathers, and tragically, evangelical Christians are following the Pied Pipers of Zionism into the abyss. I'll say it straight out. Anyone who believes that the modern state of Israel fulfills Bible prophecy, or that the Zionists in Israel are God's chosen people, or that God's promise in Genesis 12:3 to bless those who bless Abram applies to modern Israel is following Satan's lie. I'll say it straight out. Anyone who believes that the modern state of Israel fulfills Bible prophecy, or that the Zionists in Israel are God's chosen people? Again, Satan's lie. The modern state of Israel is a complete counterfeit. The Ashkenazi Jews inhabiting Palestine are only chosen if they, like every other person on the planet, Jew or Gentile, have been chosen in Christ. That's Ephesians 1:4. And the Rothschild Zionists, who are the planners, promoters, and financial pockets of the globalist New World Order, complete with its effort to strip free men of their right to keep and bear arms, implement universal abortion on demand, fill our culture with pornography and sexual deviancy, and destroy America's Christian heritage, are nothing more than spiritual descendants of the Pharisees, chief priests and scribes who hated and crucified the Son of God for their own personal pleasure and profit. And if anybody's out there tracking this, Matthew 12:18, Mark 11:17, 15:18, Luke 16:14, 23:21, John 14:48, and 19:6, and Acts 2:22 and 23. Any Christian or patriot who does not understand the epicenter of the New World Order has coalesced in Tel Aviv. And he puts in parentheses, and in London and Washington, D.C., of course, doesn't have a clue about the New World Order or the deep state. The worst tyrants and oppressors in the Middle East are in Tel Aviv and Beersheba. The criminality, the killings, the torture, the pillage, and the plunder committed by the Israeli dwarfs the violence and bloodshed committed by Muslim people, Shiites or Sunnis, even the murderous Wahhabi sect of Muslims, can't compare to the volume of Israeli atrocities. Since becoming a state in 1948, the Israeli military has killed over 5 million Palestinians. Let me repeat that line again. Since becoming a state in 1948, the Israeli military has killed over 5 million Palestinians. Why is that not labeled a Holocaust? And since Israel became a state, over 20 million people have been killed from U.S.-led wars, military coups, intelligence ops, mostly on behalf of Israel. Why is that not labeled a Holocaust? If America's evangelicals want to support God's people in Palestine, they will support a Palestinian Christians along with Arab Christians throughout the region. Yes, many of the Palestinians being victimized by Israel's apartheid state are brothers and sisters in Christ. Yet America's evangelical Christians are cheering Trump's deal with the devil and enabling Netanyahu and his brood of bloodthirsty butchers to expand Israel's continual criminal conduct of stealing people's lands, bulldozing people's homes, imprisoning people's families, shooting children in the head for sport, walling in starving and denying water and electricity to entire communities, and wreaking havoc and violence upon the entire Middle East. Why? Because evangelicals have fallen victim to the damnable notes promoting Israel-based prophetic futurism in the Zionist-created Scofield Reference Bible. After the State of Israel was created in 1948, Schofield's notes were seen as divinely inspired. In Israel's land grab of the Jordanian West Bank, the Syrian Golan Heights, and the Egyptian Sinai in 1967 sealed the deal for evangelicals. Christians didn't even notice that Israel tried to sink the USS Liberty on June 8, 1967, with unmarked French Mirage jets to make it appear the ship was attacked by Egypt in an attempt to bring the United States into the war. Christians didn't even notice that 34 American sailors and Marines were killed in that attack, and 174 wounded. And to this day, they totally ignore the brave survivors of that attack who risk everything to try to tell the American people what really happened on that terrible day. Combined with the creation of the Israeli state in 1948, the Six-Day War in 1967 was interpreted by prophecy preachers nationwide as a sign from heaven. Israel's victory was called a miracle. Of course, the real miracle during the Israeli act of aggression and land confiscation of 1967 was the divine intervention that kept the USS Liberty afloat on June 8th. But that didn't fit in with the Schofield prophecy preacher's theology, so that miracle was never mentioned. Soon, prophetic dispensationalism, as it became to be called, saturated America's Christian colleges, seminaries, and Christian bookstores. The church growth movement of the 1970s, 80s, and 90s quickly enveloped America's evangelicals. Of course, most of the church growth movement had a heavy emphasis on Israel, prophecy, and the imminent return of Christ. In the minds of the evangelical futurists today, Donald Trump is a new King Cyrus for the greater Israel. There is no reasoning with these prophecy zealots. There is no use quoting the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, or the Bill of Rights. There's no such thing as natural law, international law, or laws of nations. With them, it just doesn't take place. America's founding fathers and founding documents are completely irrelevant, as are honesty, integrity, morality, and humility. None of it matters. Schofield's prophecies have been fulfilled in Donald Trump. Old Testament Israel has been reborn. A third Jewish temple must be rebuilt. The Mosaic feast, festivals, new moons, rites, ordinances, commandments, sacrifices, and Sabbaths must be reinstituted. Donald Trump is the chosen one. He is God's anointed. Donald Trump, Benjamin Netanyahu, and Nikki Haley are new Holy Trinity. And Robert Jeffries, Jerry Farwell Jr., John Hagee, Kenneth Copeland, Paula White, Franklin Graham, along with Trump's myriad of spiritual advisors, are the new kingdom prophets who sit at the king's table. Assassinating foreign heads of state, enabling Federal Reserve bankers to crush foreign currencies and economies that reject their financial monopoly, stealing of oil fields from powerless countries compared to the United States, folks, they are powerless. Pillaging and plundering America's economic future in order to finance a never-ending Zionist war on terror. Bullying every nation on earth that hesitates to accept the American-Israeli global hegemony. Risking global nuclear war in the minds of the evangelical rapturists, it's all necessary to fulfill Schofield's prophecies. Yep, Donald Trump's deal of the century is nothing more than an old-fashioned deal with the devil. Then again, many evangelical Christians and former presidents have made the same deal over the past 70-plus years. And Chuck puts a P.S. in here. This message will explain the Zionist blood feud against God and why most Christians have completely misinterpreted the truth of God's word by embracing the Israeli-based prophetic futurism. You will probably never hear another message like it. Chuck is tough. Before I get into that second piece, Bruce in Texas. Hello, Bruce.
Yes, hello, John. Great stuff there. Excellent.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if I'm on the air or not.
Yes, you are.
I'll let you continue. Chuck Baldwin used to appear. At first I heard of him was years ago on Alex Jones's, but he was this. I think Chuck Baldwin turned a corner, and he hasn't been on since.
I've watched him do it. I've watched him grow. I've watched him not reject what had been handed him, and here's your script, and just read from that script. I watched him actually expand and go out and search for the truth. That's probably why you don't hear him on Alex Jones anymore.
Can you hold me through the break, or should I go?
Now, hold on 1 second. We'll be back.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations. A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. How can we dance when our earth is turning? How do we sleep while our beds are burning? How can we dance?
Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, sir. Have you had Chuck Baldwin on as a guest?
Chuck Baldwin, I can email him, and he never responds to me.
Okay, I get it. There's another pastor who's also pretty much more truthful than these others, pretenders. He has a video called The Other Israel. Do you know who I'm talking about?
It sounds real familiar. I can't capture the guy's name, but I know what you're talking about.
Right. Yeah, it doesn't come to me either, and I can't get to my archives because I'm on the phone here. I can't go on the internet. But he's another good one. Did you know Trump's campaign manager and principal political advisor of Middle East Affairs is a guy by the name of Michael Glasner? He was an AIPAC regional official there in the New York area. He also served on the board of the New York, New Jersey Port Authority. In 2001, he is the principal guy who pushed the World Trade Center lease to Larry Silverstein.
Well, then that just tells you the criminals, birds of a feather, they do flock together, do they not?
They're straight in Trump's brain. There was this guy at one of Trump's rallies in 2016 who got fed up with Trump lying about celebrating Palestinians, and he got in the front row, and when Trump brought up the issue, he yelled at him loud enough to shut him down that it wasn't Palestinians, it was Israelis celebrating. And they escorted him out. He posted it on YouTube, and YouTube took down the video.
Well, I don't doubt that they would. I mean, censorship, you either march to the sound of the drum that the state is beating, or you get disincluded.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I'll let you continue on. Great show. I just want to give you a heads up on maybe a technical issue. I listen sometimes to your show on Intune, and when I was listening, I had Michael Rivero on, and so I thought Michael was filling in for you. So when I called, I expected to hear Michael, and I heard your show.
Okay.
So maybe there's something going on there.
And we're on a bunch of different platforms, so sometimes it runs concurrent with the live broadcasts, and sometimes it doesn't. So,
okay.
But in order, I mean, there's many different ways to listen to this network. If one is not working for you, pick another one.
Yes, sir.
All right.
God bless you. God bless you. Keep on, and appreciate everything you do.
Okay. Thank you, Bruce. I appreciate it. Chance in West Virginia. Hello, Chance.
Yes. Hello, John. A very thought-provoking hour. I wish a lot of people heard what you had to say. But, John, can I run this by you?
I'm not done yet, but okay. Go ahead, Chance.
Considering what's going on today, I wonder if it's a possibility that Trump was selected to keep the Judeo-Christian evangelicals dumb as a box of rocks and in check, and the other side just wants to run roughshod over everything. Do you have a take on that?
Now, give me that one again.
Do you think Trump was selected to run to keep all the Judeo-Christians, evangelicals, dumb as a box of rocks, and in check?
No.
And the other side,
no.
And the other side just wants to run roughshod over everything.
No, because I don't even think people that voted for him when he first started to run and what he was up against in the Republican Party and the Clinton-Bush crime cabal, I don't think a whole lot of people really thought he could win. And I watched the press, and I watched their reaction. This could not be orchestrated. This would have to be read off of the same script at the exact same time. And I don't think that's even possible. No, I think Trump was the aberrant one, but they're trying to rein him in.
You don't think he was selected to keep them in check?
No, I think I just said I don't believe that.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.